EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
The move. EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
All right, then. What's up, everybody? Mocha D is definitely in the house. Your inspirational smooth latte coming to you live on EOTM Radio. Now, I want to let you guys know that we're going to be doing things and we're going to do it right tonight. You guys are going to be able to speak, and I'm going to listen, and you know I'm going to put it down only where I know how, close and personal. First of all, as always, I need to let you know what I discussed tonight, regardless of my source, be it facts proven beyond a shadow of a doubt or room for doubt. Nevertheless, it's my belief and not necessarily in agreement with EOTM family. I love them, want them to agree with me all the time, but it don't be like that all the time. So, as you know, we at EOTM, we are always striving to encourage folks, empower them, and enlighten their mind, and hopefully this show tonight will do all that. I must give honor to God, first of all. I got to give honor to God the Almighty and thank him for opening up the waves and allowing positivity to flow through me. And, of course, I want to thank you guys for chiming in. Now, my topic of the night, and I'm a little tired, so you guys bear with me because I've been moving real fast this evening. I had a couple of things that came up, but nevertheless, my topic tonight is going to be about masturbation. You guys should know that by now, to masturbate or wait. Something I wanted to do about a year ago, not masturbate about a year ago, but it's something I wanted to talk about a year ago, but didn't quite know if I was ready to be that blunt, or if you guys were ready for me to be that blunt. You know, it entails a lot of stuff, you know. But at this point, I'm prepared for statements and as far-fetched as imaginable. But I'd like to remind you guys that it's a subject of maturity, and I do expect everyone to put their mature hats on, you know. My meat of nourishment is to speak wherever the Spirit of God leads me, and I truly pray. I prayed about this one for over a year, like I said, and I've chosen this topic, and I know it's commonly perceived as taboo, though I know many will be intrigued and curious to listen and hear. I want you guys to really go back and study. Hopefully you got some your internet up so you can go back and read up some things. You know, read on it and keep up with me and understand that this is just all a learning process here. You know, it's going to be all positive and a little bit of negative, but I got some facts that I want you guys to understand. So this is an epidemic. You know, many people have their opinions on this subject and with very little knowledge about it, you know. When I first started studying about masturbation, there was countless articles stating how it's such a healthy practice, and so I felt the need to investigate this because it's certainly a violation of the Word of God. So I mean, just to put that out there. So I knew it had to be some repercussions that I can dab lightly into, but I'm not preaching or nothing like that. No sermons, no preaching, no Sunday, you know, Sunday morning service is over, evening service is over. Now, for those of you who don't know what masturbation is, well, I'm a little bit surprised, but simply put, you're having sex with yourself, more explicitly with your hands. Now, if you want to be a little more, you know, a little more concise explanation, you got to do the Google thing, and maybe I should give fairness to those who have no hands, because I know they get creative on how they do a little something too, you know, just the people that got a little handicapped and disabled folks, you know, they get busy. From what I've learned, masturbation can be more addictive than heroin. More addictive than heroin. Now, that's pretty serious. It's the same concept, sneaking in little corners, having withdrawals, ruining relationships. It might not be buying drugs, but you're probably spending a lot of money on tools and toys and all kind of little things. Now, I just got to tell you guys the experience I had with a good friend before I really get going. Friend of mine, little cool girl, she real cool, little motor mouth, like pretty much like myself. She was over, you know, one little sunny day, nice and warm and cozy, and she came over, wanted to use the bathroom after we talked and everything. You know, she went to the bathroom. She's been there a real long time. I cleaned up practically the whole house while she was in the restroom. And she came out. I said, what are you doing there all that time? She said she was in there masturbating. And actually, she told me she fell asleep in there. You know, so... You know what I mean? She had to be doing just the ultimate involvement with herself to go in there and get that busy and fall asleep. You know, the flesh is a mess. And even though you may not be indulging, you know, in the little hand and eye coordination thing at this moment, I mean, I'm just assuming you're not, but folks have to stop letting their minds lead them to things they can only do you know, when they by themselves and we are the night or in the little corner. Something wrong with that picture, you know. Telling God to get out while you do what you got to do. People are tripping, you know. Anyway, right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little quick break and give you a chance to pull up, you know, our site, one of our many sites, www.eotm.com. Check out some of the things, you know, that we got in store for you. But let me tell you something. I'm fixing to go deep. I'm joking around a little bit now. I'm about to go deep. And you guys tell some friends that got this issue to give us a call, you know, call in on the show. I'm going to let you guys talk about it and see where you stand in this, because it's not as simple as it's not what God wants you to do, because a lot of people are not even with the God, you know, and what he wants. A lot of people don't believe, you know. I got something for you guys also. But right now, like I said, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'll get back with you in a sec.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar. This company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call, you hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
That's what's up, Mother Jenkins. You done tickled me. Woo! Okay, everybody. Like I said, this show tonight is definitely going to be something to get you thinking about some things. I'm going to let you guys know right off the bat, I in no way have an issue with this. You know what I mean? I do not have an issue with masturbation. I'm going to tell you that right now. I firmly believe that when you masturbate, you're no longer in the presence of God. Now, let me explain that. When you're married, man and woman, I'm saying a man and woman, I hear some background noise, check one, check two type of thing. Okay, well, maybe it'll subside. But anyway, like I was saying, when you're married, man and woman, I ain't talking about no man and man and no woman and woman, but when you're married, you have a covering by God over the blessed act of making love. I didn't say screwing or getting some or whatever else you call, you know, the unblessed acts you people be doing out there. I said truly making love. Now, when you're just fornicating and screwing someone or something, that's not covered. How can it be? Your body is for your spouse to enjoy, that sacred holy matrimony, and the angels pretty much are at guard for any signs of darkness that may try to intercede and turn it into some S&M style Lucifer-led act of anal lust or something like that. You know what I mean? Angels is protecting you when you're married. You can do a whole lot of stuff, but you got to be in agreement with your spouse. You got to be in agreement because she might not like you wanting her to masturbate you at time, you know, because men like that type of stuff. Tell their wife, you know, you have to jack me off before we do anything and stuff like that. So, you know, some women don't like it. Some men don't like it. Whatever the case may be, you got to be in full agreement or it ain't right. That's all I'm trying to say. But anyway, basically, when the masturbation comes in, and when it comes in as a wrongful act, I feel that because, first of all, a self-pleasurable act, which is not of God, and let me iterate that the act of this that a virgin man or a virgin woman would no longer allow them to accurately say they're virgins. What do you think about that? Now, let me say that again. If you are a virgin man or so-called virgin woman, and I'm still hearing some static in the background, but if you're a virgin man or a virgin woman and you masturbate, are you still a virgin? You think about that for a minute. Okay, and if somebody just brought that to my attention, and she really freaked me out with that one, but I had to think about it and take that into consideration, you know? What do you think of that, huh? And my Scarface voice here. I love Scarface. Because pretty much masturbation has allowed, when you masturbate, it allows a man to release that you know, that sperm or whatever through ejaculation. And the same thing for a woman. When you have an orgasm, the definition of being a virgin is to have never experienced this. You know, that height. It is not just having sex with a partner, because your partner can be a blow up doll. You know, don't say I'm a virgin when you just screwed a big doll. Are you still a virgin? I don't understand that. I'm just saying. You know, think marinate on that for a second. So basically what I'm saying is, people say their hands are their lover, and it doesn't have to be an entrance to not be a virgin. But that's a whole different show. You guys think it's the same death-walking feeling if you get busted having an affair as if you would get busted masturbating? Would you have that same feeling if you got busted masturbating or busted having an affair? I think they're two different. Now, I know they're two different. One is embarrassment, and one is, I guess it's a form of embarrassment as well, but it's a little bit different, but yet it's the same. I'm just asking so you can think about that, that's all. I want to cover the possibility of some masturbators being deep-rooted homosexuals. I know some of you going to, you know, go ballistic on that statement. Hear me out. Just hear me out for a second. When you're masturbating, are you really thinking about a man? When some men are masturbating, they're looking at their own penis, or as my cousin Teresa says, their own pee-pee. Are you thinking about that? What are you thinking about? Look, I got somebody that's trying to call in right now, and I want to see what she got to say about this, because I'm going to go deeper than that in a minute. Who I got on the line?
You got Grandma Grip.
Oh, Lord. This is Grandma Grip, probably the queen of masturbation. I'm just kidding, Grandma Grip.
And you just cracking me up with that masturbation. And like, you ain't never done it. So that means you wasn't a virgin when you got with that boy named Howard.
Wow. That's a whole different show, Grandma. You know, I'm so glad that this is my show and not Carla B's today, because I would have had a, it took her a couple of minutes to tell her to hang up on you, but I'm going to let you talk for 1 minute. So, yeah. No,
how's
I'm just,
everybody doing out there?
No, everybody's fine, but Grandma Grip, I know you've been living over 200 years. What do you think about someone that's masturbating being possibly a homosexual, since they're looking at their own self masturbating? Them women be caressing their own boobs, and they looking at them, and they looking at their stuff. They sitting straight up looking at it, probably trying to, all kind of stuff. Are they gay?
Well, most of the men I know that have committed this act of what you so-called masturbation, they be looking at me, or they be looking at a magazine. Or I don't see them looking at their pee-pee. I see them looking at me, from my experience. Now, when I used to masturbate, I'm thinking about my man. I'm thinking about Junior. I'm thinking about all the other fun that I didn't have. Now, I don't be thinking about you. So you can't say that a woman is a dinosaur. Now, I'm sure some people probably are. Some people probably are homosexual and dykes and all that. But with me, I be thinking about Junior. And I do still masturbate, because I'm in the field. And I don't think I'm going to hell, because I be in the field touching myself.
Well, you know what, Grandma Grip? It's not the fact that you're going to hell for touching yourself. And I'm not saying you're going to hell. What I'm saying is your mind is supposed to be when it's not on your husband or not on something that's pertaining to God. You should be mindful of him. And you ain't thinking about God masturbating, are you, Grandma Grip? You ain't that crazy, are you?
No, I'm not thinking about God. I'm thinking about self-pleasuring myself. I don't think anybody thinks about Jesus while he touches himself. Probably you.
Exactly. Now, let me tell you where you just brought me to another point. You're not thinking about Jesus when you're masturbating, and if your mind is not on God, it's on something other than God. It ain't one but one or the other.
When you're having sex with Lorenzo, you ain't thinking about no Jesus or God. You're thinking about pleasure.
Well, let me tell you the difference. That was my husband. Now, when I was in the world living in sin, then I was doing other things. But when that was my husband, I was covered with angels. No. Shut up, crazy old lady. Basically, what happens is when you're married, them angels is blocking all them demonic demons from coming in there trying to get off watching you and your husband making love. But when you just screwing like your girlfriend, you know, or your boyfriends or whatever, God ain't in there because he can't look at sin. God cannot look at sin. So he's up out of that picture. Pardon me?
You're right about that. But what are you so down on it for? Because you don't do it no more? You wasn't down on it when you was back in the day.
You're the evil little witch. You don't know nothing about me, lady.
I used to say it to you in Lorenzo's house when I was stationed in California, and I used to hear y'all squeaking, and I know he wasn't in agreement for all that stuff you was doing to him. I doubt it.
Whatever. The bottom line is, when I was a child, I was like a child.
You said if you don't be in agreement, then it ain't right. So was he in agreement?
Listen, if I got to be married, I'm going to answer your question. If I got to be married and masturbate, then I need to find me another husband that can fully satisfy me where I don't have to lay there. That's my opinion. Let me tell you why your husband wouldn't be able to satisfy you completely, and you down the line into my format. Basically, your husband wouldn't be able to satisfy you completely because he's too busy masturbating. So if I have a man that can't satisfy me because he can't get up because he's all worn out from probably masturbating, or maybe he's a homosexual because a lot of these men in the closet. But if I can't excite him enough for him to really get aroused, I don't need him. Talk to me, callers. I don't need a man that I got to masturbate with. I can see, I know some people don't justify it. Foreplay with who? Now, are we talking like a boyfriend, a girlfriend?
When you finna get out, you need foreplay. There's not a form of masturbation.
Listen, I'm talking about yourself. I'm finna answer you, not when you are together. Not when you are together. I'm talking about by yourself in the corner like a crackhead, masturbating style.
I do it in the field. I've been in the field a long time. I don't think. What subject are you on, Mocha D?
Well, you know what? You got to put your teeth in, Grandma Grip, because I don't understand what you're saying. How about that one?
First of all, I have all my teeth and all my nipples and all my organs. Okay, I go there. That's
not
good in California.
You know what? All I'm saying, Grandma Grip, is that we're gonna cover the consequences of masturbating because there is quite a few consequences, and that's a little on down the paperwork because I had to really write everything. No, I'm talking about consequences physically. Now, I can cover the spiritual stuff, which I will, but physically there's consequences in masturbating. And you can die. I know you don't believe nothing I say, but you can die.
That's how I want to go. That's how I want to go. If I can die, that's how I want to go. Sleep on. Everybody want to go like that.
Hey, let me tell you something else. I just want to go sweet in my sleep. Simple as that.
You lying. As the doctor told you was going to die tomorrow, you'd be sleeping with everybody on your block. And I know your cat.
That's well, not true, Grandma.
I don't know. I don't understand you. You used to always masturbate.
What?
Lorenzo told us.
You know what? I'm really worried about you. I'm worried about you so much, and you so deep into being psychotic that I'm scared it's going to rub off on you.
No,
get off my line.
I'm saying, why are you down on it? It was fine when you used to do it.
Listen, I love you. I got to move on with the show. I got 1 hour show, and you are not the featured guest. So, Grandma Grip, holler back at me. We don't... What?
Freak, you're getting mad. I bet you...
No.
Okay, all right, I say one more thing, sweetheart. When's the last time you touch yourself?
What? When last time I touched myself? I don't masturbate, Grandma Grip.
When's the last time
you
done it? When's the last time?
We got a bad connection. How about
when's
that one? Look,
last
I don't...
Time?
Listen, I got family listening to this show. Grandma Grip, I don't do it. He did it. Ain't got no reason to. It's not that serious. It's not that serious to me, sweetie.
At first you said you was covered when you did it with your husband or your half-dead people.
No. I didn't say, now, masturbation, when you said when the last time I did it, that means that I've been touching myself, getting aroused for myself. And I'm beautiful and everything, but I don't have to.
Well,
that's
your foreplay. So, okay, when you was with Lorenzo, we're going to just stick to Lorenzo.
I'm still
in charge. With him. When you was with
Lorenzo, what did I do?
What?
Beg your pardon?
What you say?
I didn't hear you, sweetie.
I said, let's stick to Lorenzo since you was blessed with a husband.
When you but listen, grab my grip. Why don't you call me? Go to my inbox because this Lorenzo done had another wife behind me, and I don't want her to know the secrets to our relationship, and I don't need his woman that he probably got knowing because these people will listen in on the show, sweetie. This can be held against me. I don't even want to think about the times when I or he was aroused because at this point, can't stand the dude, you know what I mean? So I can't even remember.
It wasn't that serious,
so I would have stayed with him. Maybe, it's not
the almighty sin. You sound like everybody's going to masturbate, going straight to hell.
No, I did not. Grandma Grip, listen to the show. I guarantee you, by the time I get from point A to point Z, you'll have a complete understanding. Really.
Tell me what's wrong with it then. If we're not talking about hell, then what's wrong with it? It's just not right with God, the Lord, you're saying? That's the big problem?
No, that's not. That's just one of the problems. I would put that as a big one.
So is divorce. Divorce is a big problem.
Well, it all depends on marriage.
Having sex before marriage, people do all those things. But masturbation is not the almighty down sin.
Sweetheart.
I get aroused. When I'm getting ready to sleep with a man, I rub myself down, just like you probably do when you get in the shower. You rub yourself. Tell me you rub yourself.
I get excited. That's just like saying women that breastfeed get excited over that baby on their sucking on their breast.
Okay,
well, why I can't wash up and not get aroused? You know, you a real sick woman, Grandma Grip. On that note, listen, I got to move on. I got to move on. You got some deep-rooted psychological problems. I bet you breastfed. You probably breastfed until you was about 7 years old, huh, Grandma Grip?
Because
you're a freak. You are a freak, Grandma Grip. That's a whole different show. We don't have senior citizens. We don't do a perverted senior citizen show in a couple of weeks. How about that one? Because you are sick.
Why are you condemning me? Now, this show ain't about you condemning people for doing it. You're supposed to be talking about your views on it, but you're talking about, now, I'm just wrong. I'm just that freak. I'm just a sinner. Who are you?
Grandma Grip, I am the righteous one. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just the one with a little information. Don't shoot the messenger, baby. don't shoot the messenger. I just got some stuff, some information I thought would be helpful to some people that really do have a problem masturbating, you know, really do. And when it comes to that point, that's when they need to holler at Mocha D. I got some information for you extreme masturbators. Master of masturbation is what I like to call them. Are you a master or madam of masturbation, Grandma Grip? Because if so,
no, just I touch myself.
I bet you. And I'm going to tell you something else I learned today. I learned last night. Crazy, Grandma Grip. Maybe you can do this on Junior. Do you know right in the back of the balls, right there in the back of the balls is a very erotic and sensitive spot for men? I just found that out last night. Not by experience. One of my cousins told me last night, you know,
you
she's a woman of the world. Pardon me?
You got proof?
Do I personally have proof? Well, I'm not a morphandite or nothing. I can't go check it out on my own personally, and I don't have a man in my life by choice. But I'm sure Junior gonna come over when you get your Social Security check, and maybe you can check it out.
I'm not on Social Security. I'm in the military. You little dyke. Don't you spy on me.
Look, Grandma Grip, I love you, in a real way, not no homosexual stuff, because I got a feeling you got a crush on me, too. But we got to go, Grandma Grip, from you. I think you didn't talk right into probably my commercial break. If you did, it's going to piss me off. But I got to get a check one, check two, and find out if you didn't bypass, pushed me on out the box like this is the Grandma Grip show. So let me keep it moving. Is that going to be all right with you, Grandma? Grandma Grip.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess so. Oh, Lord, you're still here. Look, anyway, I need you to just hold on the line, hold tight, and let me finish explaining some things about, you know, masturbation, because I really do have some good information.
You're only talking about the bad part.
Baby, what?
You got your facts wrong, sweetie. You're only talking about the bad stuff. You better have some good stuff.
But I do. So, okay, I see you want this to be a show about sheer pleasure, huh? You dialed the wrong phone number. This ain't the sex hotline, sweetheart. I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait for that little short, ugly man of yours to come home when you get your crazy check, and then he can make you feel good. I can't get you high tonight, Grandma Grip. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, maybe some things I say. Every now and then I throw out the word masturbation, maybe.
Well,
you know,
throw out. And get yourself feeling too good.
What you say?
I say from the sound of it, you don't make yourself feel good either. So I know you're saying you feel good. You don't even touch yourself. Let me tell you something, sweet. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to let you go to your bag on commercial. If you don't know how you want to feel,
Let me understand this, because I'm throwing my Grandma Grip, I'm throwing my format out the window, because you finna hit a button. Let me see what I'm saying here, what you're saying here. Since I don't masturbate,
I don't masturbate anymore. Let's do that, okay, sweetie? Be honest. It's Sunday.
You so retarded. You are so retarded. I am not.
Yes.
A masturbator. I've never been excited.
Oh, you laughing at a rug. Over your house.
Oh, man, this lady is crazy. This lady is, listen, I'm trying to understand what you're saying about a person that don't masturbate. That means that they don't get aroused, they don't feel good, they don't feel anything. Because I've been, this show ain't about Mocha D, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do the format here. Can I move on?
Yes.
You keep turning this around. I don't understand why you're doing this to me. I just mean you always been at it.
Because you're wrong, sweetheart. You're talking about it's the hell damnation and the people shouldn't do it. And I'll never touch myself. It vibrates my back and all that stuff. You know you touch yourself before, sweetie. You touch yourself, $100.
You know what? Like I said, let me talk to my people out there. This subject, like I said, this subject took me about a year to really put it down and write it up and really work with it, because I'm actually, Mocha D is a very sensuous and I mean, sense of feel.
Yeah, get it right.
A very sensitive woman, you know what I mean? And I'm very, one word am I looking for? No, not, you don't tell me. No, what you say?
Sexual.
I'm very shy. I'm really a very shy person. See, people don't know that about me. But, you know, I turn into like Michael, maybe, well, not Michael, because you're going to eat that up. I turn into like Janet Jackson.
They ain't nothing shy. They ain't nothing shy about you. You ain't nothing shy. Now, everybody who know you ain't shy.
Oh, I'm so worried about you. I don't understand. Look, listen. We got Raw Claw on the switchboard. I don't understand why Raw Claw ain't cut you off yet. That's what's killing me. What's going on?
Because you didn't answer none of my questions.
Girl, my group, I done already told you, I'm not trying to condemn people that masturbate. What I'm just merely telling them is the pros and cons of masturbating. Now, you want to hear the pros, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the pro. Here's the pro. If you do it, if you that's all you want. You're a super freak. If you masturbate and not on a regular basis, maybe once a month or something, you got to understand, that could be healthy. Okay, that can be healthy. I'm not saying that that's going to send you to hell. Listen, I'm just saying, maybe it's healthy for you. It's not for me. But for those who do it, I don't think you go to hell. You might lie once a month, but you ain't going to hell. So if you want to do that once a month, I'm talking about people that has like an addiction to masturbation. I'm talking about people that's masturbating every chance they get. I have, different situations and stories that I was going to tell you about people that really have marriages are destroyed because men cannot stop the masturbation, and they will choose masturbating over their woman. Now, you might say, well, you need another woman. Like I said, if I had to masturbate, I'd get another husband. So that's understandable. But what I'm saying is there's people out there, even in the industry, that get busted masturbating. These are problems. If you got to go in a park and in the dark and go, like my friend came over to my house in the bathroom, fell asleep. She was so excited about masturbating. You need to talk to me, and I can tell you some things, because there are different herbs and things like that can change your whole program in your body, because that's a problem. I'm telling you, it's like drugs.
Somebody taking no herbs so they can stop being hot like you?
Pardon me?
Ain't nobody taking herbs and spices to stop them from getting hot and excited like you.
You know what?
You can that not get none. Do you know that? That's how
well,
men get prostate cancer. That's how men get prostate cancer.
But we can take
you.
Talk,
it has to be regulated. You have to regulate your body.
All right. You are out of here, Grandma Grip.
Grandma Grip, that is your cue to shut your freaking mouth. Because you want to justify your masturbation, we're going to take a commercial break, evidently. Thank you, Grandma Grip. And hopefully when we come back, she will be gone. Be back in a minute, people.
Any warriors in the house? Any soldiers in the house? Come on, lift up your voice. I can't hear you. Come on, bounce with me. Come on.
This is a war cry.
Hey! I hear the sound of a voice crying out in the wilderness.
Declaring the way of the Lord.
I hear the sound of a voice, sounds like thunder.
up. What you guys think about that?
All righty then. Listen, Grandma Grip, I believe, has left the building, and that's a good day for me. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if you got to go through all that and try to satisfy yourself, you need to think about some things. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to that. You know what I mean? You need to think about things. You holding your own penis and making love to yourself, just picturing that, you know, that's some homosexual work, okay? Kick back and think about it in your mind. If you caressing your own muscles and grabbing your arms and rubbing on your chest and stuff like that, and this woman looking at her own boobs and her butt and turned over, got a mirror in front of her, yeah, that's just the way I feel. I'm entitled to feel that. You're a woman pleasing a woman, all right? That goes for the fellas, too. You're a man pleasing a man. Anybody getting this? Those perverted spirits having a ball. Can y'all stop getting it and get it just for a minute? I'm trying to help somebody out here. You know, knock it off, Grandma Grip. Another concern for people should be the inability to perform due to the constant masturbation. I understand it's been said that it brings a height of pleasure unreachable by human hands. So you touch yourself, you know. Well, people need to understand that anything that steps outside of God, Grandma, God's given commitment between a man and a woman, the act of making love together, whereas you're going against the procreation style, meaning you can't make a baby, you and two niggas together doing what you do. You can't make no baby. I got a problem with that. Okay? Be mad at me. I got a problem with that. What's really happening in your mind is some sick stuff. That's just me. According to John 2:16, we must commit our mind and our eyes to the Lord, unless that's your wife. You know, I'm guilty of it. Don't get me wrong. Not the masturbation, but I've had affairs before. You know, I'm not proud of it. I'm not excited about it. But like my Grandma Grip said, God is a very forgiving God. You know what I mean? I've done things in my life. Hey, things happen. But we got to, you know, according to Romans 16:9, trying to give y'all some scriptures here, it says to offer your body into righteous, leading to holiness. If you have a problem with seriously masturbating like my friend did, like Grandma Grip does, the word says some things will not come to an ending without fasting. I have a few resources for you guys interested in stopping this habit, because this is a serious habit some people have out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. I'm sure it's not you. No. Anyway, there's a book written by Stephen Arterburn, it's a woman for men, and it's one for women. And it's two highly recommended books for men, and it's titled Every Young Man's Battle. Every Young Man's Battle. And the other for women is titled Every Young Woman's Battle, Guarding Your Mind, Heart, and Body. I mean, I bet masturbation probably got video games beat 10-1, you know, and children alone. And right now, while we're on the line, Grandma Grip, go see what your kids are doing. You know, 1 out of 10 of the kids right now is wasting precious energy and seeds and, you know, the opportunity to get closer to the Lord with their poor little eyes rolled in the back of their little heads looking like the Exorcist because they, you know, haven't been given proper information by their parents about masturbating. They've been given proper information about by their parents because parents are too ashamed in some cases and guilty in some cases to explain about the consequences of masturbation. There's consequences behind it, and I'm going to get into that. And the other half of the parents boldly teaching their kids it's better to be having sex instead of letting them, you know, it's better than being out there having sex instead of letting them know that it's not an option. A masturbation is not an option. Oh, I'm not going to be out there having sex on a masturbate. What are you teaching these kids this for? I don't understand it. Abstinence isn't just physical. It's mental as well. Think about something else. We got to teach our kids to change their thinking and give them constructive things to think about. You can't tell me you can't help masturbating because of that that you can't help masturbating. You got to masturbate in school, in church, at the grocery store, while you're in court, driving, dancing, playing basketball, jogging, swimming, mowing the freaking lawn. I mean, what's going on? I bet some of y'all are like, yep, make me feel good. Baby, as they say, what that do? You get finished, want to go shake somebody's hand. You know, people in doggone doing folks' hair. They say they got to go to the bathroom. They're all excited about the person they're doing their hair at the beauty shop. They're going to the bathroom after they can come back. If people got, it's an epidemic, people. People got problems. And I ain't really, really understand how much people really do have problems. They think it's okay. They think it's acceptable. I bet not walking my kids' room any day of the night. The only thing they better be doing, if they ain't praying, they better be praying. Simple. Somebody emailed me and was telling me about their masturbating experience. She says, we've been married for 10 years. We have 3 kids. My husband said, in his opinion, he doesn't masturbate a lot. But I say once is too many. I can't convince him not to. He watches porn every day and loves being alone for days. It has taken my place. He gets very angry when I knock on the room door. Yes, I knock because I don't want to see him in the act. He told me he loves me and I'm beautiful, but he knows how he likes to feel. Wow. I'm destroyed emotionally and physically. I'm 40 and he's 41. I can't find a solution. I love him, but I'm on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I'm feeling so unloved and insecure. Please help me now. Please help me now, she says. Please. What is this evil? This is still her talking. What is this evil thing called masturbation? It's destroying my life. I read a story about a man almost killing his girlfriend for not satisfying him the way he says he does. He does, okay? Not satisfying him the way he likes to be satisfied. He said for not satisfying him the way he does. I mean, there's some very serious consequences behind masturbation. Now, he's talking about killing the lady. Now, let me say, those who have periodic moments during like every other month or whatever, like I was telling my group, statistics show that they will increase it in time anyway. It's like a drug. They will increase it. It has the same mental arousal as drugs. It also consequences physically and mentally as drugs. Okay? Seriously, it is no joke. You know what? Let me tell you guys what's going on. I'm going to just roll this in right quick on y'all because Grandma Grip kind of messed up my whole little format, but it's all good. Anyway, I want to remind you guys, like I did a couple weeks ago, about the spiritual the annual Women of Vision Conference is coming. It'll be here April the 28th, and this is their 5th, I believe, annual conference. And my cousin, hey, David Simpson, shout out to David, the founder and owner of Direct Image Television. He'll be covering this event, so please don't miss it. It's in Anaheim. Pull it up on the Internet. Let me say it again. You can pull it up. It is the Women of Vision Conference. It's going to be in Anaheim on the 28th. So Mocha D will be in the building, and so back to the lecture at hand. I want you guys to be mindful of a few physical consequences for masturbation I was going to get into. I know this should definitely be important to both men and women, okay, women. A young man spoke about his awful and shameful experience with his childhood years. And we need another short right quick because this is going to blend right into it. He was talking about his awful and shameful experience with his childhood years of masturbating. He says, Hello, I'm 23 years old. Like other guys, I started masturbating in my early age of 15. I was misguided by many people that masturbation doesn't affect human health. But now I came to know it really does. A year ago, I started my hair loss. So did you hear that? He said, a year ago, I started my hair loss. And I didn't just read 1, 2, or 3. I read a boat of these people that's going through these things. And now I've lost half of my hair. My head is not completely out of hair, but, yes, I've lost half of my hair. Their growth stops. The roots get weak. They fall off every day. And other problems which I'm facing with is that due to over-masturbation, I got my physical appearance damaged. I got a shining face before, but now when someone look at me, they feel like I'm an old man. Okay, do you understand? He's masturbated so much, he's looking like an old man. Think about it. Think about it, you guys. All right? I'm really worried about it now. I say goodbye to masturbation. I said goodbye to masturbation 2 weeks ago, but now I want my hair back because you helped me get my hair back. So that's what he's concerned about. He said, how would I be attractive again like I before I had this problem? So, and he signed it crying out. Now, I know you realize masturbation goes deeper than some simple hand and eye coordination skill. I'm not going to get into all the tools they use, but I will speak on actual death caused by intense masturbation, but that falls into the sadistic masturbation. Autoerotic, which is like a fixation, that's one of the causes of death people do because people get so aroused they can actually stop their own heart from beating. I don't know how deep grandma gets it, and I don't know how deep you guys get it, or you know people, let them know. You can get so aroused from that, you can die. The statistic shows 250 to 1,000 deaths per year in the United States from masturbating. Real talk. Those cases have been reported by people from 11 years old to 75 years old. The most common people that practice this are 12 to 25 years old. This format is almost exclusively some things that we're talking about exclusively for the United States. We ain't even dealing with the whole world. We're talking about the United States, okay? But there's some serious stuff going on. According to one study during a fixation, 51% of people engage in sexual bondage, 12% in sexual masochists, 9% in fetishism, if I can't really say that word. Y'all know to work with it, people. And 4%, hold on one second. 4% in the transvestite stuff. You know how they want to get themselves dressed up like a woman or a man or whatever and just go into their little character and they crazy. And yeah, I'm over these said it. Don't get mad at me, y'all. I'm entitled to this. Listen, I got a call on the line. And wow, I just hope it ain't Grandma Grip. I hope you ain't back. Talk to me, caller. You on the air, Mocha Diaz in the house. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to just move right along. I guess I kind of, man, I scared somebody talking about this. I know you probably went back to masturbate. Anyway, I'm just kidding, caller. You know, we lost that call. I apologize. Anyway, call back in. We'll get you. But I'm going to be on the road for one second. But call back, and they'll let me know. Basically, this practice has been described in medical literature for over 100 years. What they do is it's called the Victorian England. It's Hangman's Club, okay? It's Victorian England. Well, actually, it was done in Victorian England, but it's called Victorian England Hanged Man Club. This is some stuff they be doing in London. They specialize in getting his members off through strangulation. Strangulation. It's crazy. The archives over masturbation can cause serious effects harming your mental and physical health. Now, out of all fairness to the master masturbators, it's been documented that masturbation within, like I was saying earlier, within healthy limits, whatever that is, because I already told you that it only grows, it only gets worse and worse and worse throughout time. Within healthy limits, I guess you got to have a timer or something, but it could be considered as safe as eating apple pie if you controlled it. Who can control it? It does give joy and pleasure and keeps a person free of uncontrollable urges for sex and stuff because you kind of ejaculating all the time and having your orgasm all the time. So I guess after you pass out and then, hey, you won't want it for a minute. I don't know. But like I said, it grows. So what that do? What that do, as they say. You know, I'm from Chicago. That's one of the words. You know what I'm saying? What that do? What that do, huh? Anyway, since masturbation is an easy way to satisfy sexual desires and does not need any partner, people tend to fall in the habit of it. Some males and females start over doing it with the same strains of their internal organs. Hey, that's what I want you to understand. It's their internal organs, okay? So you can strain them organs, and it also affects mental health to show I'm getting some callers that's calling in, so I apologize because that's why I'm pausing because I'm looking at all these callers. I'm trying to get to this point that's absolutely almost hard to do. So what I'm gonna do is because I have a lot of messages coming in, they tell me to answer these questions, but it's throwing me off. Actually, and I do want to ask you guys questions, but your questions actually is what I'm trying to cover here. So let me just go through real quick some of the things, the uncontrollable things that people are not looking at when they're having, when they're masturbating all the doggone time. You were talking lower back pain. Might not seem like a great thing right now, but it'll get worse. The lower back pain, the fatigue, weak erections, premature ejaculations, groin and testicular pain. See, Grandma Grip was talking about if you don't do it, you wind up with prostate cancer. But actually, the strain on the testicles and everything, it will cause major problems. You got you can't concentrate. You got memory problems. Of course, you have sleep problems because you are ejaculating so much and it's actually pulling down and removing too much of the main mineral, which is zinc. The zinc, you need more zinc. So with the lack of zinc, that can cause all kind of other problems. It's some very serious things that can happen behind all these from your fantasies, you know, all these little fantasies that you have. And you got to think about it because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I need to go over a few things right quick. I got about a couple of minutes to actually, my show is over, and I'm mad about it, and I'm going to go look for Grandma Grip. But I need you guys to go over a couple of scriptures because, you know, I'm your inspirational latte, and I'm just keeping 100. It ain't cool. It's not cool. Find you a wife, man. The Bible says a man to find a wife, find a good thing. Find you a husband. You know what I'm saying? And let him make you feel good all the time. And when you're not having that man making you feel good, man, give him the word. Seriously. You know, give him the word, man. I mean, because that's something. Anytime you got to go do something and be behind closed doors and had and do it, something wrong with that picture. We talking serious. I ain't talking about no little simple masturbators. I'm talking about some serious people that know they got some addictive problems. You can talk to your doctor about it because I can only cover so much, but I want you to understand that it is really a deep-rooted psychological problem that can cause further problems mentally, physically, and spiritually only because your mind is in the wrong area. You can't be that doggone horny. You please tell me you can't be that doggone horny, that you can't just calm it down for a minute and get into the word and see really where, do you care where you stand with God when it comes to something like that. Because I was going to go next, let's see, in about a week and a half, me and Grandma Grip was supposed to be meeting in Florida. I don't know if I want to meet you there, Grandma Grip. Real talk. Anyway, what I'm going to do, you guys, is I'm going to check up out of here because my time is up. Hopefully I said something for you to think about, you know, homosexual masturbators. I know y'all mad at me. It's all good. Y'all know I've always been a very controversial person, so, hey, it's going to be all right. You'll love me in the morning. Love me in 2 weeks because I'm going to be talking about something else that you might want to listen to and let somebody know. But with me getting back on the line, and I promise I'll let you guys talk to me at that point. I'm out, and it's been real. My